In 2020, charitable giving in the U.S. swelled to more than $471 billion, according to the report Giving USA. That surpasses 2019 giving by $23 billion. And researchers at IUPUI's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy say what's referred to as public benefit organizations benefited the most. Foundations stepped up, increasing their giving by more than 15%. But most charitable giving comes from individual donors, and researchers say they stepped up too. Sherry Schuler is the Resource Development Director for the United Way of Monroe County. She says during the pandemic, she's seen fewer individual donors, but they're giving more generously. And she's seen an upsurge in both new and younger donors.
We saw a number of people, call us, email us. I've got money, I've got savings, I'm getting this money from the government that I don't need. And, I'm going to turn this over to you guys and help as many people as you can.
With this support, the United Way raised $1.6 million for a newly created COVID relief fund. That's in addition to the $1.2 million raised during its annual fund drive. Schuler says United Way USA had warned them they'd probably see a decline in annual campaign giving, but the decline didn't happen. Schuler says annual fund giving remained on par with the previous year. The organization notes it didn't need a pandemic to know people in the community were hurting. According to its annual report, 1 in 5 people in the United Way service area live in full-blown poverty. Another third live just above the poverty line.
We touch 1 in 3 people in our community, which is pretty staggering when you think about that.
Schuler says the pandemic has caused her organization to reconsider its efforts and expand its footprint to support more programs. Julio Alonso is the executive director of the Hoosier Hills Food Bank, a United Way partner agency. Alonso also says he's seen both need and giving increase because of the pandemic. The food bank budgeted $90,000 to purchase food in 2020 based on its 2019 spending, but it ended up spending a little over $1.1 million on food that year.
2020 was our largest year ever in history. 2021 is second largest year in history.
He says the pandemic brought food insecurity into sharper focus. People who may have been comfortable before suddenly didn't have enough money to buy food. Alonso says institutional giving increased in 2020, but dropped off significantly in 2021. He says the food bank's donors stepped up consistently and more supporters appeared.
The upside of the pandemic was that a lot of people who had not been donors to us before, became aware of our work and the need and started supporting us. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to retain them as ongoing supporters.
Also during 2020, 100% of the agencies his organization serves reported Hoosier Hills Food Bank was meeting their needs for food.
That had never happened before. It had always been significantly lower than that. And we were able to sustain that for a while and a little bit into 2021.
But when those agencies were surveyed again in 2021, 1/5 said they were not getting as much food as they needed. Alonso would love to get back to meeting their food needs.
I believe that people's desire to give is pretty strong. So it sounds like blue sky, but actually, we're living it.
That's Brad Pontius, the local and global engagement pastor at Sherwood Oaks Christian Church. He's also seen a COVID-19 giving surge, one that has allowed the church to raise thousands of dollars and collect truckloads of goods for multiple outreach initiatives. That included over $200,000 for under-resourced families and 4 large trailers full of clothing and supplies for Afghan evacuees housed at Camp Atterbury. He says new needs, such as refugee support, aren't detracting from old ones.
It's kind of like generosity really does breed generosity.
Alonso and Schuler say recovery from pandemic-related economic shocks could take several years. Given the previous existing high level of community need, getting to normal is not their goal.
We want to do better than we were doing prior to the pandemic. We'd like to help bring people up to a higher level so that they're not quite so vulnerable.
Social service agencies are hoping donors will continue to be generous so they can too. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.